This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
One of the famous, or most famous drush of Ramban, it's called Torah Shem Timimah. It's about Torah and a lot of the different yesodis that he says about Torah in different places, he puts it together. It's true about Ramban's also for him. He's very consistent. Ksiv, Torah Hashem Tmimah Meshivas Nofesh. Eidos Hashem Nemona Machkimas Pesi. Ach Hashem Hashemayim Sarim Kod Keil. Chozo Peash Vishifu Shal Torah. So the whole, the capital in Tehillim goes through all of the Shemayim Sarim Kod Keil and the magnificence of the Maisi Yad Vakarish Baruch Hu. And then it says that Torah Hashem is superior, I guess. It's Meshivas Nofesh and Machkimas Pesi. So in the context, we're talking about something being mesapek for kail. In other words, the beginning of the perek is about how the things that the whole bria speaks like Hashem's magnificence, and Torah is superior. Obviously, we're talking about the same thing. If it be talking about something else, if I say that this is very good for healing infections, but this is amazing for healing breathing problems, there's no comparison. The way the kapitel is set up, it's obvious that it's referring back to my session also. So the first thing is, this is the Rambam's, the way the Rambam describes Emuna, that it's based on the constant motion of the worlds. Now let's just describe what it is. If you stand on a dark night and you look at the sky, you see constant motion. Stars are moving, planets are moving, the moon is moving around the earth, and in the daytime the sun is moving around the earth. So anytime you stand at in a kuda, you see everything moving. Today, our understanding of nature is that constant movement does not require a force, only acceleration. So if you have something, once you start something moving, it keeps moving, unless something stops it. That's why an ice skating rink, if you give yourself one push, you go a long way because there's no friction stopping you. And in the old days, the understanding was nothing will keep moving unless something moves it. So you take a look and you see a constant moving. All the planets and everything is moving. Where's it come from? By the way, a few dozen years ago, they've came to the realization that the world is constantly expanding. That's acceleration. That is a mystery, because there's nothing in the world that can keep accelerating something. But al kapanim, the constant motion is what tells you there must be a koyach being manigit. So there's a galgal. I'll just describe the concept of the galgal in Galat Achton. If you take a look, again, you're standing in a dark night, and you're looking around. You look at the sky. You see things moving. Now, they're not all moving together. 99.99% of the stars are moving as one clump. There are other planets. There are a half a dozen stars that are moving indifferently. And the sun is moving differently, and the moon is moving differently. The way it was understood was all of these are wheels around the world. they're like a ring around the world, that they move around the world like that. Those are called Galgalim. And the and this is what keeps moving. Each one moves in its own world, and then there's the all-encompassing Galgal, which keeps all the other Galgalim moving. So it's telling me that the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're talking about the one most important Yidi in the world is Hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Maisim. So Shemayim gives you that lecture. It teaches me about the Hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything, but it doesn't come close to the Hakara that's being taught by the by Torah. Torah teaches by far more. Torah teaches things by far more than does Gramei Shemayim and so on. So you have the heavenly bodies, the spheres and so on, and then you have you have the heavenly body in the spheres, and they tell you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they seem to tell you in a very strong way, and yet Torah is a much much clearer and better way to understand and know. It's one of the questions, by the way, people will ask sometimes. The Rambam says you can get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at nature, so why don't we learn science? And that's it. Science shows you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Why is Torah important? And this is addressing it. Vitanya. So first thing is we have this pasuk, the Perek in Tehillim. Vitanya. Chizkiya ben Chiya Oymer. Divrei Torah Torah LaRosh. Anak LaGageres. Melugma LaLev. Kilura LaAyim. V'tiya LaMakor. Kois Iklim Ben Ayim. Omar B'chol Agum. So Torah is everything for it's a refuah for everything in the body, and he brings psukim. Ator l'roish nemekilves chemin in yoshecha. Anokar geres, anokar sechem. Lug me l'leiv, samech leiv. Kilor neinayim, miyosenayim. V'tila makash nemer rifos tila l'sharecha. Kois ikrin l'bnei ma'ayin shemer shikulas masecha. U'minayin shenivlas b'ramach v'arshu adam shemer chol b'sar ma'api. So we have a chazal here that tells me also. So the many, many psukim whose point is to tell me that Torah is by far better, more in Meshubach than anything in the Mahalchei Olam. And the question is, what is it? It doesn't seem as if there's any extraordinary chachma Torah. It's nice, it's good, it's wonderful. People sit and learn. So then you won't say that many more people can make a lenix on Gemara than know about astronomy and so on. But Philip Omis or Umas Hetiko is of Lamadura. The Goyim also learn it in their way. The Goyim also seem to have developed laws and mores, social mores that are close, similar. So we have it one way, we have it another way, but B'Holoifin, it doesn't seem as if the statement that Torah is extraordinary and beyond belief and so on and so forth, doesn't seem, where do we see it? Where is it? Why is it? And so on and so forth. Okay, that's the question. So basically, he's coming to address the following issue. Chazal, Psukim and Chazal have been tremendously maflik in the Shvacha of Torah. Why is it so much infinitely more than Chochmas HaTeva, Chochmas HaOlam? And where do we see it? We don't really see it that it has such gewaldic oimek and beyond everything and so on. So he says, Shuvah, Chilos Kol Dabar. Allah Haladash, Kol Mashne from Yoid Mevinim, Kulam Peres HaTerehem, by Per Peres Shalom. Anything that people do know and understand, it's somehow coming from Torah. And without Torah, the person would be the same. Nations that are far from Torah Nevuah, those that are at the edge of the world, go in Yeshve Rumania, Vatatarim v'umas hatzaba. So I guess Romanians were really far out. That actually is, you know, kind of. Tatarim are the Tatars. They were also in Russia, in the hinterlands of Russia. Umas HaTzaba, so Rama speaks about the Tzaba, but I'm not sure where it's located geographically. She'enim HaKenes Parnas V'Sham Kadma. They taka don't recognize, they're taka ignorant, and they believe in sort of a world of less favor. They have a lot of folk beliefs and so on. V'Shgam Enim HaKashrin Klal Ela Bekat Musay, Vlebe Chedushay, Vmagal Mietzah, Zosiminia, and all these logical arguments that I'm speaking about. What pushes the world, what moves the world, doesn't faze them at all. Mashem da Hashem Mizmazek, Mashem Bala'im, Umas HaKoyos. Lo Somolev Elova Umas Hashem HaKoyos. So you see, nations that were not exposed to any Torah ideas are ignorant, stupid, believe that the world always existed, and just have fables. In other words, the nations that are more civilized are those nations that had some contact with Yiddishkeit. Of course, this is a very politically incorrect statement over here. Chas v'shalom, anyone is backwards or beyond whatever. Everyone's got their own perspective and so on. But I'll call upon him. Look, the nations that are closer to us have developed religions and understandings that are closer to us. Yes.
We're defining civilized as rules, or like how they act towards one another. Like you can have like people like in Greece, like without Torah, like they were like very intelligent. They had a lot of like math,
it's,
science.
It has to start.
How they carried themselves.
It goes together by him. It means chachma, the understanding of what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad. We'll speak about it as it goes on. Kadam told us to believe Malamed. If a person as he is natural is kibehema. Shnema va'aya per adam yivale. Vim daita v'sich shal adam b'loy melamed. No sense of lachshav v'chidush. If yishnei gal me'atzal zlos meniyo. Moshe ma'ayinu. Ein etzlo mitzav la'aver v'ladas v'cheshbet. If a person and even if a person comes to hakar that there's some force that's moving it, but the idea that therefore there's right and wrong, all that doesn't exist. The idea that there are good mice and bad mice. So even if a person can come to the conclusion there must be somebody moving the world, but if it doesn't translate into the world of lemaisa, that there's good and bad and so on and so forth, then a person about high is the same. It's still not a difference. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow there's no God.